המשנה ברורה לסימן שכ"ח, סעיף קטן נמד ח, talks about a case of a child that gets locked into a door on Shabbat. So the משנה ברורה writes, ננעל הדלת בפני התינוק, שובר הדלת on Shabbat, you're allowed to break the door. ומוציא and bring out the child. Even if when he breaks the door, he's turning the door into firewood. So he's actually making pieces of wood. It's a tikkun. Shidu'im lemelacha. Shina'asim kemin nisarim. He made the planks. That was the way he broke it down. It turned into planks. So you might say, hey, he's doing something that's productive. Afilachim mutara shevira. It's permissible, even in such a way. Shem yiba'et ha'tinok v'yamut. Concern is that children get scared and the fright of the child can affect his nerves so much that it can bring him, God forbid, to sakana. So the halakha clearly says that God forbid if a child who's not an older child that, you know, can understand it, and you can talk him into staying in the room till after Shabbat. He's scared. Do you do anything to get him out? The same thing would be if he, let's say, gets stuck in an elevator on Shabbat, for whatever reason, Shabbat elevator, let's say. So they were in it, and then all of a sudden it got stuck. So it would be permissible, the halakha says, to call the fire department, to call the authorities, in order to help them. That's Yalkut Yosef, brings down Shabbat Dalit as well. The last case that the Menuchat Ahava discusses in Perechat Aleph, if you did, is a child that's lost. See a lost child in the street. And he doesn't know where his parents are, he doesn't know where he is, and he's just wandering, and he's crying, and he's scared. So you're allowed to notify the authorities in order for them to start the process of missing persons. Mutar lehalel alav Shabbat lefi hatzorech, ulehodia lemishtara al ha'adruto, o al matzo'o, shekivan shehu katan, yesh lachon sheyistaken me'apachad. The concern is that he might be afraid from the fact that he's lost, and that can cause him to be in sakana. So then on such a case also, under those circumstances, Chilul Shabbat, to notify the authorities or to do something to get him back to safety, would be permissible.